Someone told you knee pain is just getting older? They were wrong. The Joint Relief Institute offers fast joint pain relief covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
It's Dean Richards Sunday morning on WGN at 11:51. Time for our Dean's List A-List interview for today. I'd mentioned that Doctor Strange, the Marvel Disney release starring Benedict Cumberbatch, was the number one movie in America for the second week in a row. Number two this weekend was the animated Trolls. Arrival, the Amy Adams, Jeremy Renner film, came in at number three, taking in $24 million. After that, it was the dysfunctional holiday comedy Almost Christmas and the Mel Gibson-directed Hacksaw Ridge, starring Andrew Garfield, Vince Vaughn, among others, the number five movie of the weekend. This Doctor Strange movie seems to be hitting a note with people. I think most people are liking it more than I did. I liked it. I didn't love it. I don't think it was as playful as most of the Marvel comic movies that are out. It's a little more serious. It's a little more intricate, more than I thought was needed for the film. But I'm in the minority on this, because people are telling me they are absolutely loving it. Glad that you're loving it more than I am. Had a great conversation with Benedict Cumberbatch, the star of the movie. Was it last week? I think I was in New York. And we sat down with Benedict Cumberbatch and much of the cast of the movie and talked about how busy Benedict has been just promoting this movie.
They are very good at making you very visible when you're doing a film like this and when it's coming out, and I'm only too glad for that reason, because I'm really proud of this. I saw it for the first time last night with the world premiere audience, so it was a premiere for me as well. And while it was nerve-wracking to watch your own work with an audience, I mean, I'm my own worst critic anyway, but then to see that with other people reacting to it, it was a relief and at times a real joy. And you're watching a hell of a lot of other people do that work, so I don't know, I may be busy and I may be ever-present, but my goodness, the people you don't see on the posters or in interviews or on the telly are the real ever-present, non-stop, busiest people. Like, they were finishing this film up until Tuesday of last week.
Is that right? Really phenomenal. That
close? Yeah, they always do. And it's not about deadlines, it's about perfecting it. They don't leave it alone. They want to make it better and better and better.
It's a little like a roller coaster ride, but there is one non-stop thing after another.
Yeah, there is.
It really is relentless.
Well, it's extraordinary, because I watched it last night, and I know what you mean, but that what I loved is there are moments of lovely moments, but because there's such drama in those moments where there's not a special effect or a fight or a mind-blowing sequence like there is in the beginning, you're so involved by them with the characters that it just doesn't stop as a story. Yeah. And it comes in under 90 minutes. Yeah. I mean, it's a really thrilling ride.
The stories, the humanity of it are what make the big special effects moments even more impactful.
I'm really glad to hear that, because and then they have the nuance. I think the special effects have an affect that they're intended to. And I found myself being incredibly moved at some of them, the beauty of them.
Yeah.
Just awe-inspiring. And it's trippy and funny as well.
Yeah. So when you're promoting a film like this, I mean, you have to sit and talk to us like this. But, I mean, there's another dimension these days, isn't there, where you have to go on all these shows and not just go and chat with somebody, but create a movie with somebody.
I know, do skits.
It's a completely different world.
That's kind of nice. It's fun because you're flexing the muscles that sort of brought you to the place where you talk about it. I mean, talking about your work is a really weird thing to do. It's always a pleasure with you, sir, but it's like that thing of you hear your voice, you're worried about repeating yourself, and sometimes you just make no sense because you've said the same thing so many times. But
you know, those are our favorite interviews.
I know,
right?
The ones where you're
giddy
just
and
cuts.
You're not even making sense anymore.
Sort of Melania Trump style. That's just, it's not really topical. But and then it's the wonderful thing about doing the skits and things is you're actually practicing something, you're doing something, and you're back to what brought you into the room in the first place. So in a weird way, even though it's an odd thing to do to promote a movie, it's great fun to do something.
It's got to be a little refreshing, I would think. Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly.
So if you come to terms with your fan base that call themselves the Cumber Bitches.
Well, they've come to terms with themselves. They've been very politely sort of realigning themselves as babes or collectives or people. Yeah. So they've kind of softened the rhetoric a little bit.
Heard that, though,
I was a bit taken aback.
Are you honored by that, or is it?
Listen, they were a bunch of very intelligent, very knowing girls, actually. They weren't just, but the term worried me a little bit. I thought they could get you and it some abuse and set feminism back a few years and maybe, just try and you know, exercise your power and your independence and your obsession for things that I do in a sort of more positive way for other people, be a role model for them. And they did it straight away, you know, and, you know, lecture from me over. But and it's not my place to say it, but I was a little bit like, well, that's quite a fearsome name. And I know it was meant, it was purely, as I've spoken to them about it when it originated, and the girls that originated, it was purely tongue-in-cheek, and it was purely harmless, you know, benign fun. But I think it's better that it's changed.
There you go, Benedict Cumberbatch talking about his new film, Dr. Strange, the process of promoting the film, and some of his very enthusiastic fans that he has. It's a real group, I guess. They've changed the name or softened the name a little bit now so as not to offend. But enthusiastic fans, nonetheless, by arguably one of our better actors out on the scene today, Benedict Cumberbatch. Doctor Strange, number one movie, second week in a row.